This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado school students could one day earn a new credential on their high school diploma, a seal of climate literacy. Under a proposed legislative bill, students would have to successfully complete two courses in the area of climate literacy or attain green skills like renewable energy or environmental protection. They also must complete a final project in the field focusing on the effects of climate change in the student's local community. The bill passed its first hearing at the state capitol this week. Colorado Democrats will once again try to give cities special privileges to buy apartment buildings. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports the goal is to preserve affordable housing.
The idea of the right of first refusal is that when certain apartment buildings are sold, local governments would get dibs. If the city can match the best bid, it has the ironclad right to buy the property and turn it into affordable housing. Lawmakers approved such a measure last year, but Governor Jared Polis vetoed it, saying it would disrupt the real estate market. Now, State House Democrats are trying again with a new bill that only applies to the sale of designated affordable housing.
We would like to ensure that should a property come to market, you know, and there's been those public dollars in there, that we can keep that as affordable.
That's Democratic Representative Andy Basenecker, who hopes the governor won't oppose this narrower version. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A Colorado woman has unexpectedly found herself on presidential primary ballots in Minnesota. Crystal Gable lives in Brush on the northeastern plains. She's telling people not to vote for her and that she did not give her consent to be on the ballot. She found out about her candidacy through a Google alert she has for her name. Minnesota law has not allowed her to remove her name from the ballot. Minnesota's presidential primary is in March. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.